Questions 10 to 12. Listen to a lecture about Noah Webster.
Today, I'm going to talk a little about Noah Webster and the impact he had on American English. Webster was born in Connecticut in 1758 and graduated from Yale University in 1778. This was during the time of the American Revolution, and Webster joined George Washington's army to fight against the British. The end of the war brought independence, but political independence didn't satisfy Webster. He wanted the former colonies to be intellectually independent from Britain as well. In 1783, Webster published a spelling book, which would become known to generations of school children as the Blue-Backed Book, because of its blue cover. A couple of years later, he published his dictionary. It is for his dictionary that Webster is chiefly remembered today. The Webster's Dictionary, popular today, is a direct descendant of that book published in the 1780s. In his dictionary, Webster made many changes in the way English was used in the United States. He suggested new ways of pronouncing words and added words used only in the former colonies to the language. Most of the changes, though, involved spelling. Today, most people in the United States spell words differently from people in Britain because of Webster's original dictionary. Let me just give you a couple of examples. In Britain, words like center end in R-E. In the United States, these words end in E-R. He also took the letter U from words like color. In the British spelling, that word ends with the letters O-U-R. But in the American spelling, it ends with O-R. Still, Webster did not go as far in revising spelling as his friend Benjamin Franklin wanted him to. Franklin wanted to drop all silent letters from words. The word wrong would have been spelled R-O-N-G, and the word love would have been spelled L-O-V.
Number 10. According to the speaker, when did Webster graduate from Yale University? Number 11. What is Noah Webster mainly remembered for today? Number 12. Which of the following is a spelling that Benjamin Franklin would have approved of?